You're listening to SBS News.
As Chief Executive Officer of Surf Life Saving New South Wales, Stephen Pearce has seen a lot. But for all that he has witnessed on the state's beaches, he has no comparison for the past 3 days.
This has been absolutely horrific from a coastal drowning perspective. It would be the worst Easter drowning toll that we have seen in New South Wales on our records.
6 people have died, including children, the youngest 9 years old. At Southwest Rocks on New South Wales' mid-north coast on Sunday, a 9-year-old boy died after police, surf lifesavers and fire crews attempted to free him. He had been stuck in rocks off the shoreline. The incident is being investigated for the state coroner. It was the latest in a string of horrors, in part attributed to a huge coastal swell that has created hazardous surf conditions over the Easter long weekend. Since Friday, rescue teams have searched from air and sea, looking for a 24-year-old man who was swept off the rocks at Little Bay in Sydney's east. The same day, a couple and their friend were swept off rocks in San Remo, southeast of Melbourne. Acting Superintendent Paul Cripps of Victoria Police said the group, who are believed to be Chinese nationals on working visas, were caught unaware by the surf conditions.
7 people in their late 30s, early 40s, walking along the beach, just exploring the beach, and it appears they got hit by a freak wave and 3 people were washed out to sea.
1 woman died and a man is still missing. 2 emergency life-saving helicopters based in Sydney and Maruya have flown more than 30 rescue missions in the past 3 days. On one flight, crew discovered a man and a teenager floating face down in the waters to the south of Sydney, off the Royal National Park. Sadly, the man died, but Mr. Pearce says with rapid resuscitation, helicopter crew saved his son's life.
Our first responders have seen some really awful things this long weekend with the amount of fatalities and the other critical incidents. But to be confronted with 2 people unconscious, not knowing at the time they were father and son, but then finding that out later, you know, the helicopter crews have done just an amazing job.
Lifesavers have performed 100 water rescues over the long weekend so far, and 50 of them on Easter Sunday. New South Wales Deputy Premier Prue Carr says it is crucial people follow their advice.
Really important to make sure that the people of New South Wales understand that while the weather is beautiful and yes, you want to get down to the beach with your kids during the break and the school holidays, please take the advice at all times of surf life saving. Make sure you stay away from dangerous swells. You are putting your life in danger as well as those that we will have to send to save you.
Most of the drownings are attributed to people being swept off rock beds or rock cliffs, some of whom were fishing. Waverley Council head lifeguard Bruce Hopkins, who works on Sydney's iconic Bondi Beach, has told the Nine Network people should try and float if they get in trouble in the water.
If you do fall in off a rock ledge or you get caught in a rip, is to float. And if you can float, the longer you can do that, the more chance, you know, emergency services can come and rescue you. And most people want to go back to where they were and they try and fight the water, fight the ocean and get back up onto the rock ledges, and that's when they end up drowning.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is imploring beachgoers to be on their guard in this warm weather.
These are tragic events. Australians love the water. We love the surf. I'm one of those. But please, everyone, be careful. Families in particular, to be careful of your kids. And my heart goes out to those for whom Easter will be a very difficult time indeed.
Drowning has been an escalating issue in recent years, with Royal Lifesaving Australia's National Drowning Report revealing 323 drowning deaths over the past year, a 16% jump over the average annual toll. There have been concerns over lack of swimming lessons and water safety education in Australia as contributing factors. Royal Lifesaving Australia reports 10 million swimming lessons were cancelled in the pandemic and many children missed 2 years of education in water safety. The organisation released a water safety campaign for this Easter break with advice.
Surround the water, avoid alcohol. Make the right call. Keep your mates safe.
Supervise children at all times. Keep watch and keep them within arm's reach. Wear a life jacket when on the water. There's one for every activity and every body.
Be aware of changing conditions. Don't let the weather catch you out.
And avoid going alone.
In 2025, there are now concerns many households can't afford swimming lessons for their children before they attend school. The First Lap Voucher and Active and Creative Kids Vouchers are available via the Service New South Wales app for children in the state between age 3 and 6. Those schemes include $100 worth of vouchers for swimming lessons. Since 2018, Life Saving Victoria has focused on providing lessons for migrant community members who have been identified as at higher risk of drowning. In 2024, the organisation provided close to 10,000 lessons for newly arrived residents who had little or no experience in the water. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.